We continue in Component 11, Unit 1, with the third lecture on the migration to an electronic health record. In this lecture, we will look at the last part of the EHR lifecycle, maintenance of the system. In the first two units of Component 11, we looked at the user's needs assessment, prototype development, system selection, and system implementation. During post-implementation, everyone breathes a sigh of relief that the go-live has been accomplished. However, during this stage, there may still be user resistance, user confusion, and system issues. During the first few weeks after the go-live, readily available technical support needs to be planned by management. This is a critical time to assure that the system is operational. If there are glitches in the technology, the end user can be frustrated, and the speed of work may be negatively impacted. One-on-one and group training also needs to be available. Super users will be effective during this time. The supportive training during this time will assure compliance and reduce frustration. Go live does not mean that everyone is ready for the change. It means that the system should be ready for the users. We know that we need to be ready for problems, so planning coverage is essential to success. As we know from experience, sometimes electronic systems crash. When that happens, we need to have a backup plan to keep workflow moving. Even though testing of a system will be done prior to go live, not everything can be predicted. So good IT backup is essential during this phase. Some organizations choose to run the old system with the new system for a period of time. The duplication of work may be time-consuming and frustrating, but it may also be reassuring to the users. If the new system is not well understood, or there is a problem with it, the dual system helps to assure that patient care is not disrupted. Patient care is paramount in the process. Good documentation and readily available information must be in the forefront of every user's mind. Supportive clinical personnel is particularly important. Until a system and its users are fully functioning, ongoing support is needed. Many facilities will plan on-site support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for several weeks following the implementation of a new system. After the initial implementation has been completed successfully, support can often be provided from a distance through telephone or remote telecommunications. However, the support needs to be planned for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for patient care areas. We know from experience that ongoing system maintenance and upgrades will be needed. Minimizing disruption to the workflow will be important to the users of the system, especially in patient care areas. Whenever possible, the planning for system maintenance and upgrades should be done far enough in advance for users to plan their workload. Upgrades will often mean that additional training needs to occur. Again, planning as far in advance as possible to accommodate all training needs and schedules will be important. We read and talk about implementations that have not gone well. However, implementations can and do go smoothly. Positive feedback from users about what went well should be communicated to the whole organization. This feedback can be featured in a newsletter to recognize key users, in turn promoting positive behavior. It is important to document what went well so that it can be referenced in the future and successes can be replicated. When an implementation is completed, celebrate by writing letters of support, giving out special badges to super users, and providing other rewards to those who help make the implementation a success. You might also consider writing an article to submit for publication so that others benefit from your experience and knowledge. After implementation, provide opportunities for users to discuss problems with the system and to suggest changes. For example, if there's a workflow issue that was not thought of before the implementation, the end users may have great solutions. Developing a system for receiving concerns and addressing resolutions will encourage positive attitudes, by allowing all voices to be heard. Remember, as problems are resolved, it is important to upgrade training materials to reflect the changes and to communicate the changes to everyone involved. Developing an assessment and evaluation of the EHR and the implementation is a part of quality improvement. Asking end users about the implementation generates possibilities for improving the system during upgrades and maintenance. Suggestions for training may also arise, which may give trainers new ideas for engaging the users and improving training materials. We all know that in healthcare, change occurs often, so celebrating the work of others in the successful completion of projects is important to morale and will help build a positive community of learners. This ends the lecture for Component 11, 1-3.